My time is your time.
Steel Test presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
With Flapsy Maxie Rosenblum, Colonel Lemuel Q. Stupnagel, and Martha Ray.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Old Hollywood friends, and we'd like to get out there. Now it's high home. We've gone to the fair.
We took the two Broadway up that to Times Square.
Now it's
high home.
We've come to the fair.
Though the coast can fall, it's warm as toast and the air is
we like it here.
That Golden Gate will have to wait till we see that trial on and Paris Pier.
Oh, forget every worry and draw up every care. Cause it's
so,
we've come to the fair. Yes, we've come.
I've been walking around the New York World Fairgrounds all day now, and my feet are awful tired.
Why, Maxie, I'm surprised. Your feet should be able to stand physical exertion. You're a prize fighter.
Yeah, but I ain't used to being on my feet.
In this building here, there's a very fine educational exhibit. Suppose we go in.
Mr. Valley, I can't walk another step. I'm tired.
But it's only a few feet further.
I can't walk another step.
Then how about this building? In here we can see some fine paintings.
I can't walk another step.
Well, the only other thing we haven't seen is 2 miles from here, the streets of Paris.
Well, what are we waiting for? Mr. Valley, I'm awful thirsty.
How about a lemonade?
No, thanks.
Orangeade?
No, thanks.
Limeade?
No, thanks, but I would like some of that new drink they got here at the World's Fair.
What's that?
Aquacade.
Oh, Maxie, will you stop being silly? Suppose we wait until we meet Martha Ray for dinner. Then all three of us will visit the Seal Test exhibit.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Valley, look at that funny-looking woman.
Maxie, that's an Indian woman with a papoose. She's carrying her little baby in that sling on her back.
Gosh, the things women don't do with them snoots.
She's entering the Indian exhibit. Let's go in, too, and look around. They'll probably have some real Indian music.
Yeah, there's the Indian music. Ain't it savage?
It's coming from the Indian exhibit. Come on, let's invest. Colonel Lemuel Q. Stupnagel, what are you doing here in the Indian exhibit?
Well, I'm in charge here, Rudy. I'm keeping an eye on the place for my old friend, Chief Feuchtwanger.
But why? You're not an Indian.
Well, that's the whole point. You see, I found out that instead of paying $24 for Manhattan, we only actually paid $22.
So?
So I'm working out the other $2.
Well, how are you, Stoops?
I'm fine, boss.
Quiet, Maxie. Colonel, I'd like you to meet my friend, Maxie Rosenblum.
Oh, yes. I have a definition of Maxie.
You have? What is it?
Maxie Rosenblum is stuff which, laid end to end, is usually. How do you like the exhibit, Rudy?
Colonel, I see quite a number of Indians standing around, but I notice there are no Indian dogs.
No, all the dogs are attending an Indian dog convention.
An Indian dog convention?
Yes, a bow-wow pow-wow.
Mr. Colonel Stupnagel, what's this thing here?
Oh, that's a tomahawk.
Yeah? What's a tomahawk?
Tomahawk is stuff that when you've been knocked out and come to and find an Indian standing behind you, you've been hit with it.
Oh, I see. Gee, here's some Indian poetry on the wall. By the shores of Kichigumi, by the shining big sea water, stands the wigwam of Nokomis, daughter of the Nokomis.
That's blank verse.
Yeah, and a reader to match.
What's that poem all about?
I'll tell you, that's the famous poem about Hiawatha, a young Indian brave who wooed and won the beautiful Minnehaha.
Minnehuhu?
Minnehaha.
Colonel, I think I can explain the story of Hiawatha to Maxie if I'll just go into one of my dreams and dream that I'm Hiawatha. You, of course, will be quite willing to play the part of the Indian chief at no extra salary.
Already you're dreaming.
Iago! Iago!
Our little papoose, our Hiawatha, he have learned to talk. Now we can talk. Keep me company. Come, Hiawatha, say something. Ah! Little Hiawatha also sing. As me carry him round on back, he croon into ear. Croon, my little papoose. Croon, my Hiawatha. Ah, 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 ah! Iago! Iago! Today our little Hiawatha 5 years old. Already he know bird and beast of forest. Don't you, Hiawatha? Where you find Mishimokwa the bear?
In the forest.
Where you find Maskinoza the trout?
In the brook.
And where you find Okaha with the herring?
Lindy's.
Iago! Iago! Today our little Hiawatha be 20 year old. Are you not, Hiawatha?
That is right, Nokomis.
You be tall and strong, are you not?
That is right, Nokomis.
You be no longer little baby papoose?
That is right, Nokomis.
And isn't it about time I quit carrying you on my back?
Hiawatha, the day you have reached manhood, must have man-to-man talk with father. Do you know about the bees and the flowers?
Yes.
You know about the birds?
Yes.
Do you know about the oysters?
No.
You know, I never have found anyone who knows about oysters.
Hiawatha, what your father mean is this. It'd be time you choose an Indian maiden, be your squaw.
I have chosen a maiden. Her name is Minnehaha, Laughing Water. I leave this very day for the land of the Dakotas to seek her hand in marriage.
Wait, Hiawatha. Minnehaha's father may be fierce, warlike Indian. Take him this pipe. It will pacify him.
Peace pipe?
No, lead pipe.
Don't worry about me, for I am taking along the strongest brave in all our tribe.
The Indian wrestler chief Rain in the Face?
No, the Indian prize fighter, Maxie Rosin in the Face. Farewell, Nokomis and Iago.
Farewell, Hiawatha.
Ah, it has been a weary journey searching for my Minnehaha. You know Rosin in the Face. We should be hopelessly lost in this forest if it weren't, if we were Indians.
Yeah, just think. When I was little, I wanted to be a cowboy. But I'm glad I turned out to be an Indian.
Why?
Because now I can wear beads without being effeminate. What's up, man?
We must be nearing the land of the Dakotas. We have crossed the valley and the river, and we're nearing the top of the ridge.
14,637
goes into
94,837.
What was that?
We just passed the Great Divide. Look, Mr. Hiawatha. How are we going to find this Indian squaw? Minnie the Moocher.
Not Minnie the Moocher. Minnehaha. That means Laughing Water. They call her that because she is always laughing.
What? What is that? It sounds like a girl.
Are you Minnehaha? Huh? Are you Laughing Water?
Yes.
Minnehaha. For 19 years you've been laughing. Why have you stopped laughing?
Look, Sam, when a laughing hyena comes up, slaps me on the back and says, "Hiya, sis," I know it's time to quit.
You have a beautiful name, Minnie. Ha ha.
Yes, that's Laughing Water. My sister's name is Ethel. Ha ha.
Ethel? Ha ha.
Yes, that's Laughing Gas.
What a charming little rustic dress you're wearing.
I made it myself from the skins of animals.
The collar is so soft.
That's doe skin.
And the sleeve is so soft.
That's buckskin.
And the waist is so soft.
Ha ha ha! That's bearskin.
That's a beautiful necklace, too.
It's elk teeth.
Yeah, there must be quite a number of elks around here.
Yeah, the dues are a lot cheaper than they are at your lodge in Maine.
Minnehaha, I understand that you attended the Choctaw dance last night. Tell me, how was the music?
Maisie, kid, Maisie. That's Indian for corny. Break it up. And what a band. Boy, they had Chef Four Feathers and his rippling tom-toms.
Do they have a big stag line?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't like to dance with stags. I'm always getting my hair tangled up in their antlers. I got so mad the way Sitting Bull kept cutting in.
What was wrong with that?
Did he have to use a tomahawk?
You know, Minnehaha, I like you.
I like you too, Hiawatha. And in my tribe, the Dakotas, when a boy and a girl like each other, they bump foreheads like this.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Wait a minute, Minnehaha. In my tribe, the Ojibways, when a boy and a girl like each other, they press their lips together like this.
And I've been knocking myself out.
Minnehaha, I'll be frank. I have come here to woo you.
Woo-hoo?
Woo you.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Ah, but you're a little late, Hiawatha. I'm already engaged.
Oh, what a pity. And what is the lucky brave's name?
Big Chief Stoopnagel. Of course, that's not his full name. His full name is Heap Big Chief No Squat, No Squint, No Stoopnagel.
Oh, yes, from the Philco tribe. Tell me about him.
Well, he's the arrow maker for our tribe. And not only that, but he's the greatest inventor of all Indians.
An Indian inventor?
Yeah. I call him Tom Tom Edison.
Do you like him?
Well, no. He's nice. He gave me a canoe for my birthday.
Bark?
No, I just said thanks.
Minnehaha, you're not going to marry this Chief Stoopnagel. I go now to the village to challenge his right to your love. If all goes well, I shall return and we shall marry.
Okay, Satchelhead. I'll be looking for you about sundown.
And where shall our rendezvous be, my sweet?
You'll find your Minnie by the Minnetonka.
The Minnetonka?
Yes, the Minnetonka. When the sun goes down and the day is through, I'll be at the Minnetonka waiting for you.
Those things he had need of. Give me of your bark, O birch tree. Give me of your boughs, O cedar. Give me of your balm, O fir tree. Well, Seal Test member companies, too, have made use of the treasures of nature. But their purpose was to create for you an ice cream treat such as you've never tasted before. They've taken the ripest of juicy sweet cherries, pure heavy cream, and fine sugar. To these, they've added other pure ingredients and blended them all into luscious Cherry Glow Cherry Ice Cream. The Seal Test supervised ice cream for June. I wish I might tell you now how it tastes. That cool, creamy smoothness. That delicious, real fruit flavor. The thrill of those big, ripe cherries that you come across in almost every spoonful. But discover these delights for yourself in a heaping dishful of Cherry Glow ice cream. Or in frosty, foamy soda. Or a cherry-topped sundae. Just remember this, there's only one genuine Cherry Glow ice cream. It was created by Seal Test member companies and is available only during June. Like Seal Test supervised milk and other dairy products, every step in its production is supervised for quality and purity by men in white of the Seal Test laboratory system. So insist upon the original and genuine Cherry Glow ice cream. We'll tell you shortly where to buy it in your community. But now, back to Hiawatha. We find him outside the teepee of his Indian rival, Chief Stoopnagel. Chief Stoopnagel, my name is Hiawatha. I've come here to talk about Minnehaha.
You have come here to talk about Minnehaha?
Yes.
cat.
I warn you, Chief, you'd better listen to me.
I'm too busy to listen. I'm working on my new invention. It's a Victrola record where an Indian keeps saying, no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you.
To whom does the Indian keep saying, no, thank you?
To people who say, take Wall Street and give it back to the Indians.
I came to talk about Minnehaha.
Well, then you'll be interested in another invention of mine, a birch bark canoe that has no front end.
No front end? Who would use a boat like that?
Oh, a young man and a young lady who'd want to go out for a Sunday ride in a canoe.
But why hasn't it a front end?
That's so the young man won't try to get forward.
Chief Stoopnagel, I must admit, you're a healthy-looking specimen of the Indian race.
Well, I should be a healthy Indian. Out here, all the young bucks are raised on milk.
Milk?
You ought to know. Milk has helped you raise a few bucks. Oh, boy.
We've carried this thing far enough. Chief Stoopnagel, you must listen to me. I'm in love with Minnehaha. I've already declared my love for her. I've already kissed her.
Kissed her? You've kissed Minnehaha?
Yes.
I don't like it. You hear me? I don't like it.
I thought it was pretty good. Let's be sensible about this, Stoopnagel. Are we to fight over Minnehaha?
Ah, no. According to the bylaws of the Tom Tom Tappers, Local 802... When two paid-up members love the same woman, they must settle it by brute force.
I'll show you.
Hey,
I'll show
you. What's cooking?
Princess Minnehaha.
Minnie, please go away and let us fight.
But I want to see you fight. It should be a bitter fight. A long fight.
A long fight?
Ah, yes. For my love, you should struggle so long. You should battle so long. You should fight so long.
You should live so long. Hiawatha, let the Indian wrestle begin. Put your foot against mine. That's right. Now grab hold of my wrist.
All right.
Have you got it?
Yes.
Have you got a good, firm grip on my wrist?
Yes.
Well, while we're waiting for something to happen, you might as well take my pulse.
Come on, break it up, boys. Quit stalling. Get this wrestling over with. On your mark, get set, go! Da-da-da-da-da! Da-da-da-da-da! Hiawatha, you've won. You've thrown him over your shoulder.
Yes, Minnehaha. Now we can marry, and soon we will be back in the land of my people, the Ojibways.
But Hiawatha, suppose Chief Stoopnagel follows us.
Nothing will keep us apart, my darling. And the yellow moon, hanging as a golden pendant high above, shall be the guiding beacon of our love.
Out of my lodge at eventide, among the sobbing pine, footsteps echo by my side, a spirit face, a sign. Twilight skies are all alive across the deep lagoon. A face is breaking through the night, my Indian maid, pale moon. Ere thou the great white dawn awaken, to the sea thou swingest low, speak to thy love forsaken, thy spirit mantle throw. Then to the west I'll follow, across the deep lagoon, swift as a flying arrow, to thy abode, pale
I promised to tell you where to buy that treat of treats, Cherry Glow Cherry Ice Cream. So here we go to all those communities where seal test, supervised ice cream and milk are sold. Ready?
Okay, Rudy Valley. In New York City and suburbs, the seal test supervised milk is Sheffield Farms. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the ice cream is Castles. In New Jersey, it's Castles and Moglia. Genuine seal test supervised Cherry Glow Cherry Ice Cream is available only at our dealers. And a finer treat you've never tasted. Big, ripe, juicy cherries give it their tangy flavor and rich color. Luscious, whole cherries, nestled in the creamy smoothness of this sensational ice cream. Why not send for some right after our show? Enjoy it often during June. But remember Rudy's warning. Insist upon seal test supervised Cherry Glow ice cream. Sheffield Farms Company suggests you try Sealect homogenized milk containing 400 added units of vitamin D. It's seal test supervised. But now back to Hiawatha and Minnehaha, who are fleeing from Stoopnagel and his warriors.
Minnehaha, Minnehaha, I'm nervous. You think the chief knows Stoopnagel and his warriors are following us?
Nah, there's nothing in the forest but you and me and a few animals.
Are you sure?
Well, I'll prove it. Like all good Indians, we'll put our ears to the ground, and we'll hear everything for miles around. Shh. And listen. Gophers.
Let's get out of here.
Come on, we'll cut through this thicket.
All right, but do you know the way?
Certainly, this is my father's forest. My father owns all of those thickets.
What's that noise?
Father's got crickets in his thicket. Come on!
Oh, what a desolate place. A wilderness cut off from civilization. You hear that sound? Could that be the enemy?
No, Hiawatha. Tis but a little teeny woodpecker talking to his mate.
What's he saying?
Not tonight, Josephine. Hiawatha, the Indians are drawing near. You'll have to go faster.
Look, there's water ahead. Could that be the river?
No, it's just a rippling stream that we must cross. We'll take off our moccasins and we'll swim across.
All right, we'll swim across.
Wait, I'm thirsty. First, I think I'll drop down on the bank and have a nice, long, cool drink of water. All right, now let's swim across.
Now we can walk across.
Hiawatha, look, a strange Indian.
Yes, he's running this way. Why, it's my friend, Chief Rosin in the Face.
Boss, I come to warn you. Stoopnagel and his braves are surrounding you.
Stoopnagel, surrounding us?
Yes.
What can we do? What can we do?
I'll tell you two words.
What are the two words?
Retreat.
Where can we go? What can we do?
I got the solution. Solution. I got a canoe waiting for you down at the shore.
Good. If we can only get down to the river, we can escape by shooting the rapids.
Rapids? Tell me about the rapids, boss. Go on. Tell me about... Like you always do. Tell me about the rapids, boss.
All right. Not now, Lenny. Not now. Maxie, you did this for us, and you saved our lives.
Oh, Maxie, I've never really known you. Not you. Not the real you. Somehow, I never really got close to you. And you know, I like it better that way.
Minnie, Minnie, ha, ha. You may think me a crude savage. But beneath this rough exterior, beneath this leather jacket, beneath this wampus belt...
Yes?
Boy, am I developing a bay window. Well, I must leave now. I got to be in New York by 10 o'clock in the morning.
Why?
I'm opening at the Strand Theater tomorrow. So long.
The Indians. The Indians, they're almost on us.
Hiawatha, are you scared?
I'm a warrior. I can't afford to be scared. What on earth are you doing? What are you doing?
What? Come again, Joe.
What?
Break it up, break
what
it up.
What on earth are you doing?
I'm being scared for both of us.
Hey, stop in your caps. You're tractors.
He got it, Big Chief Stoopnagel.
Ah, Minnie, I just can't let you go. I need you, Minnie. I need you more than the peach needs its fuzz. More than the birch needs its bark. More than the fig needs its Newton. Will you come... Will you leave Hiawatha? Will you leave Hiawatha and come back to me?
Don't be a stoop, Nagel. Besides, Chief Stoop Nagel, why must you only want me? There are other gorgeous maidens in the tribe.
Who for? Instance?
Where am I? Oh, my.
Right up there, yeah. Where?
Oh, well, there's that cute little squaw, Running Water. How do you feel about Running Water?
Hot and cold. but Minnehaha, when you say you're leaving, I know you're just jesting. You always were such a playful little squaw.
That I was. I was that.
Remember the day when we were with children, fishing in the stream, and you took a big bullfrog and stuck it down inside the back of my shirt? That was 11 years ago.
I remember.
Well, do you think it's all right if I take it out now? Minnehaha, for the last time, won't you marry me?
No, I've made up my mind to marry Hiawatha.
Well, all right, I give up. But if you're going to be married, you'll need a place to live. And lucky you. I've just invented a teepee that holds 12 people and has no windows or doors.
No doors? How do people enter?
They just run round and round and round until they're all in.
Several months. Several months ago, in our travesty of Pocahontas, we introduced an original song concerning the American Indian. Because of the widespread public reaction to this particular one of the many original compositions we have pioneered, tonight we repeat, Thanks to the Indian. The Indian ruled with a tomahawk till the pale-face landed at Plymouth Rock.
And the stories go, they were slow to get acquainted.
To get acquainted. The red man traveled the great frontier and raised a lot of heck with the pioneer.
But the redskins never worried bad.
They were painted.
Today the situation is reversed.
But don't forget the Indian got here first. Thanks to the Indian. He was the first to give us corn.
And that's how radio was born.
Never should a redskin ever have to bite the dust.
Thanks to the Indian. We put his profile on the penny.
Ask anyone who works for Jack Benny.
Hey, hey.
Never should a redskin ever have to bite the dust. Thank you, Powhatan, for selling Manhattan for $24 and free yards of satin. Thanks for the ferry from Broadway to Staten. You beat the Yankees to it.
Brother, that's batting.
Thanks to the Indian. You gave us ponies for the track.
If that means Crosby's, take them back.
Never should a redskin ever have to bite the dust. Thanks for Muscogee and Ticonderogee. Thanks for tobacco, the pipe and the stogie. For your handiworky at old Albuquerque. You gave us what used to be Thanksgiving and the turkey.
Thanks to the Indian. And may his noble tribe increase. The world can use his pipe of peace.
From a grateful nation, our appreciation to you.
June is Dairy Month, and America is saluting the great dairy industry which provides one quarter of our entire food supply. This month, drink more health-giving milk. Eat more wholesome ice cream. And may I add, look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy, as evidence of quality and purity. Until next Thursday, then, when Betty Grable and Hugh Herbert join us for a fun fantasy on the life of Sinbad the Sailor, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.